Hey, what's up, everybody? Yo, give it up for the real life lovers, everybody.
In the cold, late weather.
Oh, yes. Thanks for coming out.
The weather is late.
So we have a podcast on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.
That's right.
Every hump day.
Every hump day. We record in studio. But then once a month, we come out here live on the stage.
We do. I have a note card for this part. Hold on.
This is note card material.
Oh, yeah. For now, we're so aroused to be here with you for After Dark. And for our very special guest, you know this actorly, writerly, comedic, and musical lover boy.
Oh yes, he performs right here at the old UCB Theater with the weekend shows Take It Personal and Women and Men.
And you salivate watching his sizzling bite-sized rap meets cuisine show Cooking in the Trap on Comedy Central.
We are soaking wet to welcome Patrick Knopf!
Woo woo!
Hello, hello.
Hey, Pat.
We always make it a maze for the guest to slip
it's
out.
It's very hard.
Hey guys.
Here's Pat, guys.
What do you guys want me over here?
Yeah, right here.
Perfect. Oh. Thank you guys for having me.
Yes, thank you for being here.
How was your day?
It was good. It was colder than expected, but it was very good.
I'm missing a card.
We completely just go when we don't have the cards. We go into
That's page three.
Hotel panic mode.
We like to wine and dine. We try to be.
We like to wine and dine. That's
we've only done this this program about 150 times. So
I think 170.
Yeah. So we asked Patrick what his favorite beverage was, and we got some seltzer tonight.
Yes, we did.
That's right. Yes, I have a LaCroix here. This is a peach pear LaCroix.
Wow.
LaCroix is a hot item around town. The kids are loving the LaCroix.
Yeah, some people say LaCroix.
We said that, and then I read today on the website that's wrong, and I feel bad.
I didn't know if it was right or wrong, but I've said LaCroix.
Yeah.
Wow, so you just knew.
I guess.
Is it the French pronunciation? What is the LaCroix? Why do you say that?
I don't know.
I thought it was the French pronunciation.
You know, my family, you guys know aioli, the dip?
Yeah.
So my family was hiding out.
It's a mayonnaise-based dip.
It's a mayonnaise-based dip.
And Osmos is mayo-based.
My dad's family was hiding out in a neutral part of France during the Holocaust. Just the start of the podcast.
Light and fluffy late night talk.
But they pronounced, my grandma pronounced it Eily. And so I like would fucking insist. People would be like, "It's aioli." I'm like, "No, it's aioli." And like, it's definitely aioli, and I was wrong.
Oh yeah.
But they lived in France. Like, why? They must have just fucked up in France that whole time.
Yeah.
I can swear, right?
Oh, yeah. Podcast. Are you kidding?
Yes.
Okay, so they were just in France saying it wrong, I guess.
Yeah, it's hard to let go when you're wrong about something like that. Like, yeah, I think
especially coming out of those trying times, you know, you're kind of like, who's going to correct?
Well, and I took French, and I'm like, oh, well, it's duh, even when there's an X at the end. So I'm like, oh.
And what does LaCroix mean?
I think it means the croix.
The croix.
The croix.
The croix.
The croix.
Yeah, it means LaCroix.
Can you look it up?
I checked it out.
No, you didn't.
Well, little Google fingers over there. I see you.
So, Pat, are you single, looking to mingle?
I'm not. I'm married. I've been married about 2.5 years. You guys are married, too.
Yes.
We're married. But we've been married for over 3 years.
Yes. Wow. What's...
The next year? 6 months are going to be
tough.
Yeah.
It gets really cray.
Yeah.
Okay. Shit.
It's just like, you know, yeah. It's pretty much the same.
And you guys met here, right?
Yeah.
Yes. We met in a class taught by Chris Gethers.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it just sparked off right from there. I think we're old enough that we're like, let's not fuck around. Let's not waste time.
Yeah. Yeah. We could be dead any moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all very old.
We are.
For those of you listening, we're all in our 70s.
Yes. Yes. These are. Yeah. We sound amazing for 70, but we look like shit. Don't look at us.
Don't look at us. That's why it's a podcast.
I look good, though, for the record.
Yes. Haas is only like 22, but looks
spring chicken.
65.
I always talk to Haas like he's 15, and he's like a year younger than us.
Yes. Well, he's our son.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Also, Haas is our producer.
Hey, hello.
We didn't give you a proper intro.
There we go.
Yes.
Yes.
Hello,
and our bastard son.
How's jerked off while looking in the mirror recently?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't expect you to talk about that.
Oh, really?
Was it accidental, or were you just like...
How was that accidental?
Well, it just the bathroom was the best setting for it at the
sure.
time.
Yeah.
I've accidentally glanced at myself.
Absolutely.
You don't realize there's a mirror around, but then I don't make eye contact and finish. Does that believe
so
what
you you're in the moment, you just get lost in your eyes.
I don't believe
in
that.
In my
your
eyes.
Your eyes, yeah, that's what that is. Is that Peter Gabriel? He was jerking off in the
mirror. I jerk off in the pitch black, because I'm a lady. And I'm trying to go to sleep. Oh, well, thanks again, you guys, for coming out.
Yes.
It's freezing.
Yeah, it's very
cold. I was nipping out in a sweatshirt. Freezing.
It is cold. And speaking of the weather patterns, let's slide into sexy science.
Huh? I'd like to.
Well, manhandled that fucking.
That was a great
there.
Segue. What do we do here, darling?
Well, we like to discuss topical matters of the hearts and parts.
We
rip articles from the headlines.
Rip from the headlines.
To discuss, and this one, this title number comes to us from USA Today. It's titled
wow.
"Juggling." I know this is heavy for us.
It's
titled,
like a real paper.
Juggling multiple relationships is the new norm among online daters.
That's true.
Wow.
According to USA Today, our sponsor, Gabe Gordon, a sociologist from Southern New Hampshire University, conducted a study using data he collected anonymously from the top 10 online dating sites and apps and found that 68% of users say they often date more than one person simultaneously.
Yes, and there are roughly 40 million Americans registered on at least one online dating site, so the majority of them are testing the waters with multiple options.
Wow.
Which
but isn't that kind of one of those, like, duh?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Do you guys, I feel like you guys got married around the same time I did, and I feel like
we got married actually, like, way before you.
Well six months before me.
Yeah.
I mean, but like, before this, weirdly, we missed somehow, it's only, like, 3 years ago that, like, Tinder
yeah.
is a thing.
Yeah.
I missed Tinder. I did not miss OkCupid.
No.
No, I was
on
OkCupid.
Still
OkCupid.
On OkCupid.
Well, Murph is still on OkCupid.
No. I
that's
have no access to my
I'm
account.
That's why I'm still on.
No.
Murph was like, I was like, let's delete our OkCupid accounts. Like, we're married. And he was like, I'd love to, darling, but I forgot what Gmail I used to sign up with. So
it's
he
true.
Won't, he refused to delete.
Specifically.
So I said I will not delete until you delete.
So it's still out there.
It's out there.
It's floating out there.
We also were matched on OkCupid.
Yeah.
When we knew each other in real life, we then got matched on, or they just suggest, I don't even remember
wow.
how it works, but it was like a...
it was John Timothy. They matched me with constantly.
Oh, yeah?
And Murph.
They matched me with people in the comedy community, too.
And you're like, I'm married.
No, prior to being married,
yeah.
Prior to being married. Yeah, they're still matching me left and right. Yeah.
I clicked on Murph, and it said, enjoys sexual asphyxia and makes less than $10,000 a year.
I felt like that was profile material.
I was like, swing!
It's the opposite of, it's the opposite. You set the bar. It's the opposite of, like, the my best photos, and a little fib about how much I make. You go low, and then you come in. And also, they suggested me to you, so.
Which is weird, because I didn't put anything about comedy.
No, but it's the algorithm they have. They get,
how
get
do they know?
The asphyxia. They know that you don't care about more than $10,000. I think that's what it was. They saw the photos.
You guys googling booze.
With our OkCupid. Yeah.
All right. So basically, people date a lot of people.
Yeah, which makes sense because I feel like we've had this discussion about the wildly popular program The Bachelor. And how, that's...
Oh, yeah? Are you a Bachelor fan?
I'm not, but I met a lot of friends that are, and I feel very alienated from conversations.
Do people like it here? Does anyone watch
any
the program? Bachelor Nation?
Out there?
No.
Wow,
yeah.
Not a big Bachelor.
Hell with it.
It's
this is my kind of
garbage.
Crowd. Is it bad?
Oh, yeah.
But it's, like, fun bad.
I think I watched one of the seasons, but I think it was The Bachelorette.
Yes.
Ooh.
I got addicted to The Bachelorette one season.
Well, the next one's going to be awesome. I'm pumped. But The Bachelor is a...
Well, it's kind of a... Yeah,
they're dating multiple people.
They're dating multiple people at one time in real life, which seems a little
weird.
It's
like Oz.
But
remember when Oz had like 10 girlfriends?
Yes. Oz.
I didn't have 10 girlfriends.
You can speak to this.
Well, I used Twitter.
Twitter?
I used
Twitter. Don't mean to brag. I've tweeted.
A couple of times. No, I've used Tinder. Yeah.
You juggle multiple. It makes sense.
It's just like sort of meeting people and hooking up with people.
Do you do
it's
Bumble?
Not a big deal. It's not like...
No, it's definitely not. It seems like it makes sense. It's an accessible way to
it's
try out
way to
multiple...
meet people and have a good time.
Yes.
Do you guys feel like you know, I know you can't, it's hard to say because you're married now and we all love each other and we love our wives and everyone loves their spouses and everything's okay. But
wow.
Do you guys ever think like, oh man, like I miss that?
Not the online dating.
I think I would have fucking been crazy. Like, it would have made me a little crazy.
Yes, I think so too.
I see my friends. I think that the idea of it is attractive. Like, I have so many suitors at my fingertips. But I think the reality is kind of harsh. People just get ghosted and, like, stood up, and they're just, like, drunk.
Also, it seems, that's the other thing. It seems like I made enough poor decisions growing up without the online, without the easy access.
Absolutely.
Of just being able to make poor decision after poor decision.
Yeah, I would search for phone numbers that I had, like, tried to delete.
Yeah.
When I was,
and it's just a click away.
Yeah,
the problem.
Mistakes are. It's just easier to make mistakes, I think.
Yeah.
But I'm old fashioned. Like in my youth, when I was single, I snuck it in the men's bathroom at a discotheque downtown and got the bathroom attendant's phone number and made out with him in the men's bathroom.
So old fashioned.
Yeah, like I just mean I don't need the internet to be like totally out of control.
Yeah. I didn't either. Yeah. Were you courting this bathroom attendant, or were you just like...
No, I was just like...
You stole his number.
I was on drugs. Well, I'll delete his number when you delete his number.
I got his... Look, he's a friend. He's an ear.
He's a shoulder. Right. Every now and again. You're his Altoid supplier.
Exactly. When you need toys. I also love that this is a topical thing. We've spent most of our time speaking about OkCupid. Which is the hottest new dating app for all the kids.
MySpace is the next topic.
It's the MySpace of dating apps, yeah.
Friendster for life. Wait, is OkCupid still a thing, huh?
I don't know.
You're sitting in front of the internet, and you're single.
Try OkCupid.org. See if it's still around.
Also, do you do Bumble, Haas?
Bumble is great, because it sort of leaves it out of the guy's hands, which is nice. Makes it less creepy.
Oh, that's
otherwise you're just like constantly bombarding.
So with Bumble, when you're matched, the woman is the one that reaches out.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The woman has to initiate the contact.
But it's all front.
It's all what?
It's all front.
Oh, we got it's all front.
My. Is it fake profiles?
Well, no, the profiles are real.
Wait, hold on. We're also recording this, so I'm just gonna sit next to you while you talk.
We got a Bumble specialist in the audience.
Yeah, the founder of Bumble.
Unfortunately, I might be a Bumble specialist.
Oh shit! What's fraudulent about Bumble?
Nothing fraudulent. You know, what you give is what you get. But the fact of the matter is, the woman does contact the man first.
But after that, it's just the same.
It's a free for all.
In any case, though, Tinder, Bumble, dating. Let's just back up and just think about life. People are.
So you're not saying Bumble is fraudulent. You're just saying the concept of life is fraudulent.
Are you on acid?
Which is fair to say.
I'm drunk, but what I'm saying is that people are trying to contact other people, and the fact of the matter is,
this is right.
two people are going to be trying to contact one another, and when a girl has a.
This guy works for Bumble, everybody.
I'm kind of anti-Bumble, in fact, actually.
I sense an anti-Bumble.
He works for Tinder.
Yeah.
I work for Tinder.
You work for Tinder.
No.
Also, for the listeners, you have a penis drawn in red marker on your hand, which is an exceptional drawing.
You can't see this at home. You can feel it.
The lady sitting next to him is hiding her face.
She drew it, and I didn't know what she was drawing.
You're a good artist.
She's back.
I immediately knew it was a penis. So, on that level, you succeeded as an artist.
I guess
no ball.
What I was trying to get at is the fact that two people are horny. They both bought, or whatever.
All right, no, you know what? I think I got this. At the end of the day, nothing matters. All right, great.
They both got the bumble.
They both got bumble.
Both are horny.
Yeah.
Both are horny.
You know, like, there's one hiccup. Like, the woman has to text first, but...
Right.
In the end.
You're saying it's the same. It's the same thing as Tinder, basically.
You're saying it's the same shit, different toilet.
Right. Ooh. Wow.
Bumble. Same shit, different toilet.
Hot take on Bumble.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I tried.
I also loved it. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. I also love your nihilistic commentary as well.
I thought that's okay. It's just me.
No. So, yeah. So, well, now that we've plugged Bumble enough, let's slide over to Listener Love, huh?
Let's do it. Another great segment.
Listen, a mailbag.
So, Pat, we're pretty shitty at giving people advice.
Okay.
So we hope you can help us. But people tweet at us, they email us.
Sure.
They Bumble us, they Tinder us.
At least they Tinder us. Their hearts and parts.
Yeah. Okay. And so, yeah, Haas, who do we have?
Our first question comes from Sasha and Rowley via our Facebook page, Menage-a-Trois Radio. Sasha says, ever since I gave birth to our daughter, my husband has been trying to get me to lactate when we have sex. He's a beast, right?
Did you just add that, or did she write that?
So the question is, he's a beast, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, there's a fetish.
Is it lactating mamas? Like,
oh, lactating mamas is a subgenre.
That's
of a subgenre, but yeah. Yes.
I wonder if I wonder if he has this, like, it was a pre-existing thing for him, where he was like, oh, I'm into this, and now, like, now that it's happening, let's do it, or if he's just like, eh, I kind of want to see what this
did
is.
Did he stumble?
Like.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder, too.
It's kind of just like, dudes jizz out of their dicks, and he's like, now, like, oh, she's, like, jizzing out of her tit.
Right.
Yes. That is the basic understanding of the
it's
the
her
lady
term.
Line.
It's her term of jizz, basically.
Yeah, I don't mean that she's, like, doing it because she's orgasming, but I mean, for him, there might be a connection between, like, fluids and, you know.
I just thought of the bathroom attendant that you referenced earlier. Like, jizz out of your tits, baby. I don't know why.
I couldn't do it, and he never called.
Oh, jizzoutofyourtits.com is a big lactating website.
Oh, yeah.
Also, would we characterize somebody who's a beast as a guy who's like, yeah, he just asked for the milky titties?
Yeah.
That's weird to me.
You know what?
Yeah, he's not a beast necessarily. Unless if you're not into it, you lay down the law, you say, I'm not down with that. But if it's just, you know, if it's just another suckle, you already got one suckle in it.
It totally depends on how he asked, whether or not he's a beast.
Exactly.
Right?
Oh,
yep.
That's true.
If it was jizz out of your tits, baby, then yeah, he's a beast.
Or he's like, what, no milk today?
That's not, yeah, he's not a beast.
That's bad too, I would say.
That's the soft beast approach.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever tasted breast milk as an adult?
Yes, I have not.
I did.
Okay, I was a waitress in Seattle at the Black Bottle restaurant, and my friend, who I don't know her name, was breastfeeding at the time and pumping, and she was just like, you guys want to try this? And I was like, yeah. And I did, and it was just like, whatever. It was kind of like soy milk. It was just like, bleh.
Yeah, I tried my cousin's breast milk. I don't know if it's a...
Wait, straight from the udder?
No. Right. No, it was
I like how your story required a lot of, like, explaining, and you were just going to get right into the taste. Yeah, it was my cousin's anyway.
But the taste, yeah, the texture. I wonder if it's something that you eat, just like the semen. If you diet makes it,
if you eat garlic, it totally tastes like garlic.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
That's amazing.
So,
that's
tell this beast
drink when
there's
no
seasoning involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has he been feeding her, like, his favorite food?
Yep.
Which is breast milk?
Which is breast milk.
Secretly.
Get that double breast milk.
I agree that if they're both down with it, it's totally fine. But if she's not into it and he's making her feel weird, that kind of sucks.
Yeah, that sucks.
But is it kind of like a wet nurse where as long as he suckles, she could just produce forever?
I don't know if that's how it goes. I feel like sometimes pumping can be a bit of a, you know, it's like
she
you gotta do
to
it
pump.
For, well, if it's in the moment, yeah.
But I think you can
tender nips.
You can do it forever though, right? Like, so I think you probably have to space it out.
Does it just keep?
I don't mean 24/7.
A nonstop
mean, like,
pump?
Wet nurses used to, like, they weren't even the one that gave birth, and they were able to produce milk on a regular basis.
Right, they
just
had given
they
birth
had a baby sucking
in the past.
Titty.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Once the faucet's turned on, it's always available.
How's you have a couple kids?
No, I don't, but, I mean, maybe. I don't know. I don't think so. Am I lactating? Not currently. No.
All right.
Yeah.
I think we kind of glazed over the circumstances that Murph got a taste of his cousin's breast.
Oh, yeah. Can
it, was just a, it was just a quick sample.
Can you
just
explain the circumstances?
I just wanted to try it. She had been pumping. It was in a bottle. I was like, I'm curious.
Which cousin?
I had it as a dole.
You can tell me later.
Or
I'll
just say it. Yeah, she'll love that.
Well, I think we helped this person.
Yeah, we don't know if he's a beast.
Yeah.
Unless he's the beast from Beauty and the Beast.
All
right. Ooh, coming soon to theaters.
Hell yeah.
Sponsored by
Beauty. Theaters not in Alabama.
Shall we?
No, six.
Let's try another one.
Is this like over the lactation?
Let's.
He's getting too hard.
We've helped.
Hey,
all right.
All right. Our second question is from Elaine in Miami via our email, menage-a-trois.radio@gmail. Elaine asks, I caught my daughter masturbating to the Oscars. Cause for concern?
Which part?
Yeah, yeah. Like, has if you caught her masturbating to the Golden Globes?
Yes,
that would be probably worse.
Yeah, if you're gonna jazz to an award ceremony, it better be top tier. Better be the Academy Awards.
Better be the Oscars. Yeah.
Also, which part of the telecast?
In memoriam.
Yes.
Oh, the in memoriam.
That would be the most concerning, I guess.
Yeah.
Of all the yeah. Or if you just turned out My Confusion, the final reading of the, when it was La La Land, and then it wasn't, and you're like, oh, this gets me going.
Yeah.
That's not really even a cause for concern, but
no.
Confusion revs your engines.
I think young people just masturbate to whatever, and it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I've definitely masturbated where someone, if they walked in on me, they would have said, like, oh, you were jerking off to this. But it's like, nah, not really. I was just staring off.
It was just a World War II documentary. It happened to be on.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just... Yeah,
Normandy fantasies.
I think it's fine.
So yeah,
it's fine.
Unless it was the in memoriam, in which case it could still be fine, but maybe ask a couple questions.
She's just in touch with her dark side. That's a part I would jazz to. I don't know.
The in memoriam?
Yeah. What else are you going to, Justin Timberlake?
Yeah. Maybe remembering the opening number, just get it started.
No, I need more than the opening number.
You need the ultimate closing number, which is the great beyond.
Moving on.
All right, cool. Well, lastly, JP DM'd us on Twitter, at Menage Radio. Jay wonders, how much pre-cum is too much, man?
Well, these questions are not very specific.
No. They always beg more questions.
Yes. How much pre-cum is too much, man?
We're lucky these are questions, though, because a lot of times we just get statements.
Oh, really?
Or very, very specific medical questions. Is it?
Oh, yeah. We're like, again, we're not doctors. Okay, pre-cum. What do you guys think? Pat can take this one.
Sure. I
don't think anyone knows how much pre-cum is too much.
I don't even understand. I don't know. So pre-cum, there's definitely sperm in pre-cum, right?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Okay, there's a little bit of sperm in there.
I mean, again, not a medical professional.
But that's why they tell you to, like, be careful.
Yes. Right, that's why they tell you to be careful, but I've also heard that there's no sperm in there.
But who said that?
It's leftover
sperm. It's
leftover
sperm.
Check it back in
with the expert.
Our bubble expert is back.
He's here to debunk tonight.
Damn it. I don't want to be the pre-cum expert. That sounds so ass.
So you're saying the pre-cum only contains sperm from previous ejaculation.
That's why they call it pre-cum.
So
that's true. You just rang a bell.
It's cleaning the pipes out for the new cum.
It's like the woman version of
lubing.
Okay. Oh, fallen soldiers are living up for the new ride.
Fallen soldiers might still be alive.
Yeah. Operation Human Shield.
So it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to get somebody pregnant.
But it could.
No.
Wait, it could.
I mean, if it's from the previous ejaculation, it's probably dead by now.
So,
hell
this
yeah.
Is,
that makes sense.
That's true.
Hell yeah.
So this is...
So he
said if it's from a previous ejaculation, it's probably dead already. So he's making assumptions based on our uninformed assumptions.
Yes, but I like that you're on board. You're like, all right, if these idiots are going to go down this rabbit hole, I'll follow.
Maybe this is just to, like, instill the fear of being pregnant and using condoms. But I was always told, like, pre-cum could get you pregnant.
Right,
so
yes.
So that you didn't just fuck around and get pregnant, not even, just having foreplay.
Right. It doesn't sound like an effective lubricant either. Like, that sounds...
Well, it's not quite enough usually, but again, how much is too much?
Oh, wow.
If you're slipping and sliding all over the place.
But it's not enough lubricant.
It's never enough.
So, yeah, it's never enough lubricant.
You can never have enough lubricant.
She's like, I'll handle the sides, you handle the tip.
Exactly, yes.
You're welcome. I think we finally did help some people.
We did.
And we sparked some conversation, which is really what we want to do. We just want to get people talking.
That's right. We got somebody Googling.
Yes. Well, somebody's got to Google.
Checks out.
Haas's phone checks out.
All of it
checks out. Well, thank you, Pat, for helping us help people.
Yeah, and thanks to our lovely audience.
And thank you so much to the audience. I apologize for diving in there and throwing a microphone around. I appreciate it. So, those questions were pointed.
But now we have some questions for our guest.
Yes.
All right.
This is a little number called Six Sections.
Are you ready?
These are rapid fire sex questions, so we need you to answer as quickly as you can.
Okay.
All right, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm hot seat.
Here we go.
Number one, Pat, if you were to make love to a piece of furniture, what would you choose?
Table.
Who's your number one celebrity crush?
Jessica Alba.
Basic. Would you
rather, like a schoolboy after
Jessica Alba. Would you rather have a mediocre orgasm every day or an extraordinary orgasm once a month?
A mediocre every day.
Which emojis would you use to break up with someone via text message?
Broken heart, crying guy.
Number five, if you had to sing one song lyric to steal America's heart, what would it be?
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
And also, this one's our favorite one for the listeners. Show us your most orgasmic dance move.
Here we go.
All right, I'm going to explain.
Here we go.
Standing up. He's holding the mic stand.
The pelvis. He's holding.
Six sections.
A perfect
fit.
It was a hula hoop motion also as well. The hips were kind of going in a little bit of a circular motion.
That you did really well.
Felt good.
Thank you, guys.
I like how you're very calm.
Yes. You have a calm quote. Some people hear that fight of the bumblebee and they lose it.
They lose it. They start fucking running around.
Like a bullshit, diving out of a window.
All right, some follow-ups. Jessica Alba, did that start in the Seventh Heaven phase?
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, I don't remember exactly when it started, but I remember being like, oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow, she's a hot girl. Yeah, and I was pretty, I was younger. So it's basic. It's a basic crush, but
yep.
She's hot.
I just meant she's basic, but she is hot.
Yeah. Have you guys ever does she own that Honest brand product?
Oh, Honest.
Is that her?
Is that her?
Wait, who are you talking about?
Alba.
Oh, I was talking about the wrong person.
Oh, Beal. You were talking
about
Beal.
Jessica Beal. That's why I said Seventh Heaven.
Yeah.
I apologize.
No.
Alba is not basic.
Oh, she's not basic.
No, I'm sorry. And she does own that.
She does own Honest.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I fucking put on that Honest sunscreen one time, and I got burnt fucking red.
Really?
Oh, wow. And you still have a crush on
it.
That's
didn't
love.
Work
that's
at all.
Love.
That's true love. That's a true crush.
That is.
So her sunscreen is
garbage. Her sunscreen is fucking garbage.
Yeah, that's what you get with organic products. Trash.
Trash. Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
want to block out the UV rays. You got to go chemical.
You got to go chemical?
Yeah.
I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
Because there is no ozone.
No.
There's like
we've
no
ripped
ozone.
The ozone with chemicals, then you need to block the rays with chemicals.
We'll
fight chemicals with chemicals, I think.
Right.
Well, I thought the ozone thing was the thing that isn't an issue anymore. I thought that was chlorofluorocarbons, which they stopped manufacturing.
You know.
Really? Then why did people used to not burn, and now do you burn at being outside for 2 minutes? I literally will go outside to get the mail and get sunburned.
Oh, really? I don't, listen, I also have no idea what I'm talking about.
But
no, well, as soon as it switched from global warming to climate change, I lost track of everything.
Right.
We're all just burning until we die. Is
well,
my understanding of the whole thing.
I was talking about how
the
warm
polar
it is.
If you show me that baby floating away on the tiny, I can't.
It's brutal. It's brutal.
Let's cut to that.
let's cut to the audio. There it is.
Sorry, Pat, what were you saying?
No, I don't remember. Oh, no, somebody the other day was saying to me, like, I was like, man, this, or someone was talking about climate change and attributing it to the sporadic winter that we've been having. And someone was like, well, don't say that because climate change is something that happens over a considerable period of time. And you can't attribute, like, today's weather to it. But that also seems crazy to me because it's so different. The weather is so different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I grew up in Portland, Oregon, and the weather is just completely different from when I was a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the Northeast in general. We used to have a nice
pack
fall,
and dub too.
Nice autumn season of a couple of months. That was nice.
How far did you guys have to walk in the snow?
Uphill, both ways.
Yeah.
10 miles.
Cool.
To school.
But we had so much.
I'm sorry. I started talking about climate change, and it was not as fun as when
so
I was fucking
up,
that microphone.
You brought up the Holocaust and climate change.
And then, you humped that microphone.
I fucking humped the shit out of that
microphone. You totally did. What else? The table is surprising to me. I just want to talk about that for a moment because it's so hard and angular.
Yes.
It depends on the table, though.
But it can also be very sexy in design.
To be honest with you, I sort of panicked at that one because it was the first question, right?
Yes.
And I was like, I just was like trying to visualize something, some object.
And would have sex.
And a table popped into my head. It was the first thing that popped in my head. I'm like, I want to fuck that table.
But I feel like you're learning a lot about yourself today.
Do you slap it on top or do you get like down with the leg?
I don't know if I would slap it on top, but I might,
right.
If I had to have sex with the table, I would probably, the top would probably be my go-to.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
If it was one of those ones with an extension, you could like unhook it and make a little gap.
That's true. Just the perfect size gap. And then it's just like particle board on both sides.
Oh, that's how it, yeah, that's how it happens. That's
Ooh,
how babies
you'll are. Need some pre-cum to get in there. Well, what do you guys say we slide on over and get it wet?
Yeah.
Ooh, make it wet.
So what do we do here?
Well, here we take stuff that was not meant to be erotic at all.
No, these are written to not be erotic. And we try to put on our sexy voices and make them as sensual as possible. Thank you.
Yeah, what's
You're
our
welcome.
Source material, Oz?
So tonight they're going to be reading the Wikipedia page for LaCroix.
Wow.
Yeah. So they all have a passage and they're going to have to make it downright tantalizing.
Wow, cool. Thanks, Oz.
Yeah.
The LaCroix Wikipedia page.
Who's up first, Oz?
Let's go with Murph. All right.
Wait, and we're going LaCroix or LaCroix?
I think LaCroix, right?
All right.
I mean, that's proper, but you do you.
Yeah.
LaCroix. Is an unsweetened, zero-calorie, naturally essenced soda water distributed by the Sundance Beverage Company, a subsidiary of National Beverage Corp. Often appealing to sparkling water consumers looking for an alternative to an import, LaCroix markets itself as an innocent and all-occasion beverage.
Wow.
That was hot.
Yes.
Holy
what citations are there for this? Innocent on all occasion. It's nonsense whoever wrote that.
Jeez.
Sorry.
Do I just go now?
No. I'm the judge. I decide.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I decide the order. Diana.
That was pretty sexy.
It was. It's a hard act to follow.
Yes.
Diana.
Yeah.
It's your turn.
Thanks, Oz.
Hey, you slurped the gas, but do you burp the ass?
Wow, thanks.
I feel like I nailed that. Anyway,
you're,
I did too.
You're like on Quaaludes today.
What's up?
Alright, here I go. LaCroix is the number one selling sparkling water brand domestically in the United States, according to National Beverage. Though no sales records have been publicly released to back this claim, market research analysis provide evidence that support the suggesting of 30% market share. This is double that of its main bubbly competitor, Perrier. Thank you.
Ooh, wow, so sexy. Citation needed, though, on those wild claims on the Wikipedia page.
They're like, Perrier thanks this. All right.
Ooh.
Haas, can you, like, drive here?
Oh, yeah, sure. All right, so I got the wheel. And lastly, we have Pat. Who's gonna put the stir? I mean, this is copious all. Let's say it again. Guys, let's pretend like that didn't happen. All right, and here we go. Lastly, we have Pat, who's gonna put the stir this wet beverage with his fat dong. I mean, that's not good.
You're writing terrible copy.
I did write this copy.
Okay, so I'm going to stir that fat
stir
beverage.
Stir the fat, the drink with your dick.
You got it.
Fuck.
LaCroix was introduced in 1981 by G. Heelman Brewing Company as the anti-Perrier brand, meant to appeal to sparkling water consumers who were put off by Perrier's snobbish positioning. LaCroix marketed to its niche by imagining itself as an all-occasion beverage.
Woo!
Oh my.
Yeah.
I'm still mad at this is not written properly.
You don't think I stirred that with my
I ball? Thought you did good, but the winner's me, I've decided. That's right.
Haas has won!
I had to try to get through that. So I win.
Haas wins.
Everyone.
Who?
Yeah, Matt's an hour.
Yeah, give a round of applause.
Yes.
You didn't even read the one for Murph. Will you read it now?
Murph, why don't you start us off
with well,
some
subtle.
Bubbles, Daddy? All
right.
That's horrible. I hate you.
Also,
right.
That Wikipedia article is riddled with weasel words. Very
you
questionable.
Think?
I need to edit. I need to clean it up when I get home.
Mr. Lacroix probably wrote it.
I didn't realize it was such an anti-Perrier
right?
thing.
Well, then
yeah.
they definitely don't want to be called Lacroix. They want Lacroix because
Lacroix
sounds like... You're like, well, Perrier and Lacroix? I mean, what the, you're, you know.
Yeah. And Lacroix is Perrier backwards, too, which is, like, crazy.
Yeah, that
oh,
is crazy.
Yes, it
you
is.
Think about
a
it.
Lot of people don't think about that, but
they never
if you
do.
Think about it, it
think
is that.
It.
It's like three corporations run big sparkling.
Honestly.
Big sparkling soda, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, it's all comes all
going
comes
to the
back
same Mr. Bubbles.
Right, Mr.
Bubbles
is at the top.
Ooh.
Oh, Big Bubbles. All right, well.
That was titillating.
That was, but virtual sugar could titillate maybe even more.
Let's slip on over.
Nice.
that was a nice laugh.
Yeah, that sound cue was like a whisper.
Everyone's
it was like a quiet part.
So what are we doing here in virtual sugar?
Well, we know you're married, but we hope just for a moment and for our audience, you can pretend to not be married. We're going to go on an improvised date.
Okay.
Where... you know, you get to be yourself, you get to choose someone to go on a date with.
Usually we have a cup with names out of it for us, but we don't have the cup tonight. I apologize.
So I choose one of you to
yeah,
go on
or the gentleman's been helping us out, maybe
yeah.
you just choose for him. Because we like it to be out of your hands. So which who should
Mr. Bumble?
Is here?
Who should
Mr.
I
Mr. Bumbles is here.
I don't like that name. But what am I choosing? I'm choosing her.
Choose Haas, Murph, or Diana.
To go on a virtual date with me. An improvised
and
thing.
Then to spend the rest of their life with.
I don't know who is who, but I choose you.
All right.
Oh, he chose Murph.
Ah, I see those eyes darting from
all right,
the
so how's it may happen?
Date
just
time.
Really good improv.
All right.
Yes.
All right, we're going to see Pat Noth in action, starting now.
Ooh, what a Ferris wheel.
Yeah, right? Look at
ooh.
The view up here.
It is incredible.
Really nice, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's the biggest wheel in the city. It's got to be, right?
It's got to be. I mean, with this vantage point.
Yeah.
The air is different up here.
It is. You look great.
Thank you so much.
I know I'm so dumb. I didn't compliment you until now, until we're at the top of this.
It's fine. This is my best light, frankly.
Oh, my God, yeah. You
up here at the apex.
You look fantastic.
Thank you.
You,
That's why I was running late. I'm sorry it took me a while. It
no.
takes me, you know, I like to put in my time to get ready.
No, that's
a problem. I mean, the falcon problem up here is one thing at this height you gotta worry about.
It's insane.
A friend of mine had her ear nipped.
Really?
Yes.
By one of these guys. They're hungry up there.
They're so hungry.
Yeah, they don't act like this down there.
No, no. On the ground? No they're reasonable. They're savages up here in the air.
It's a different situation here. I'm sorry. I hope it starts moving again. It seems like we're stuck up here.
I know. I think the guy at the wheel just really... I think he's having a problem. I was worried getting on here. It looked like he had the shakes a little.
Yeah, he looked
know.
A little like a little strung out.
He did.
A little bit.
These traveling carnies, you never know.
You know, I don't know. I got us some cupcakes. I don't know.
I was wondering what you had in that little sack.
Yeah. You want to? You want to have one?
I
mean, we're stuck up here.
No.
Oh, God damn it!
Fucking falcon!
Son of a bitch! I'm sorry. That was stupid.
You know, no, it's not your fault.
No, well, I'm
someone should have. You know what? I have a pistol.
Do you?
Yes, I brought my
pistol. Oh my God, I love you. Can I say that? Is it too early to say that?
Not at all. I'm down for, you know what, just lay it. I'm sick of fooling around.
I didn't even tell you about how much I love guns because I thought that would be a turnoff for a lot of girls.
You know, I was worried. I was worried when I saw your OKCupid profile. No photos with you and guns?
No.
I didn't know.
I didn't know. I didn't want to put that on. I didn't want to put that on the world. You know
who does? Because these days, you know,
yeah, a lot of
you get chastised for it.
Down
it.
But you know what? I mean,
here we are. You know, you never know when a falcon's gonna fucking steal a cupcake from you.
Yeah.
So you gotta be armed.
I have a Uzi on me.
You've got an Uzi.
Yeah.
That's a collector's item, but you know what? We should break it out. Let's show this falcon who's boss.
I absolutely think we should. I mean, we are...
Here, I can't bring my little .22. I thought that was going to be a problem.
No.
You've got a goddamn Uzi on.
Well, listen, nothing's wrong with a .22. It gets the job done.
Sure. Let's just unload on these falcons.
We are going to be seen, though. We're at the top of the Ferris wheel. I mean, we may get in trouble if we start just
You know what,
shooting.
Though? Second Amendment, baby.
That's true.
Gets me going.
That's right.
Oh, yes. Choke on it. Choke on that strawberry cupcake. I like to talk shit to them while they're dying.
Oh, yeah.
There also was collateral damage and a couple civilians got shot.
Listen, officer. I don't have to explain myself to you. I knew this was an undercover.
Undercover
cab below us. On
sir.
This Ferris wheel. I saw him getting on. I knew he was... Sir.
So you might want to arrest us when we get off, but I'm going to tell you right now that this is that was defensive. I bought those cupcakes. Those were expensive cupcakes.
Your excuses fell into your cupcakes.
Yeah, and then we fell in love. So arrest
kids,
us for love.
A couple kids got shot. You understand the levity of the situation.
Well, the kids shouldn't have been flying around up there with the Falcons
on their little drones.
Kids.
Their drones.
No.
Flying their drones.
You shot a young boy and he's going to be paralyzed the rest of his life. You think about what that's going to do to him. He's not going to be sexually active, most likely.
Listen, you...
Wow. I mean...
I thought of the implications of what you've
just... Have you just diagnosed him? Are you a cop or a doctor? Let's let the doctors do what they do.
I know a gun wound when I've seen one. And let me tell you, that boy is not going to take another step for the rest of his life.
You don't love when you see him?
I got to tell you something, all right? My cousin is in a wheelchair, and the last thing he's thinking about is whether or not he's going to have sex. He can't walk, all right? The first thing you thought of was that he wouldn't be able to have sex?
Yeah. Forget walking around, forget running.
What I do in my personal time when I'm not on the clock, that's between you, me.
Are you drunk?
Yeah.
No.
You stink. You stink to high hell, and your pants are around your ankles now that I'm taking a peek down there.
All right, well.
Your pants are around your ankles, you're looking at a little mirror, and you're, are you jerking off?
To yourself?
A mirror?
To your own reflection?
Hey, say that again.
Bit his dick off!
Oh my god, that just bit his dick off!
Oh my god, yeah!
Oh,
guess what?
My dick got bit off by a bird!
That falcon just bit his dick off and then said, bit his dick off.
Yes! Yes! It was a falcon parrot!
What are the irony of this?
Yeah, and guess what? That's something you should think about. The first thing you should think of is, I'm not gonna be able to have sex again.
How about that?
You lose your legs,
yeah.
Maybe you don't think that. You lose your dick, now you're thinking you're not gonna be able to have sex again.
Yeah. How about you still don't want us to shoot these falcons, huh?
You
still
want us to get your dick back?
I guess I've really learned my lesson today.
Right, that's enough of that.
Well, that was a...
It was hard to get involved on the Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
Had to resort to being a parent.
You gotta fly in. You gotta fly in as a falcon parent.
Oh.
I feel like you were such a gentleman, though. It did say something about you, even in the extenuating circumstances of that. Hey, you seem like a real gentleman.
Thank you. Yeah, I haven't always been that way, but you know, you live and you learn.
Yes.
Yeah,
you
guys had a real connection, though, over like the right to bear arms and
yes.
Cupcake love.
I feel like up to that point, the date was kind of mediocre, and then as soon as you pulled out that 38, it was
love. It got its love.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's a line in the sand. It's like either you're on board with this or you're not.
Right. Yeah, things got real.
Things got so real. And then they got hyper real. And then they turned into a fantastical moment.
I found it very romantic.
Well, it made me happy, which is nice, but I'm also sad.
I'm sad too. Why are you sad?
We gotta say goodbye.
That's true.
To the lovely Patrick.
I'm not sad too, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us.
I mean,
are you sad, Alex?
I'm so sad.
Okay, well, you guys don't have to say goodbye or the audience and listeners. Just follow him at Patrick Noth and hit up his dope site, patricknoth.com.
And see him in action over at the UCB Theater East Village location every Friday night at 9 p.m. with Take It Personal and Saturdays at 7 with Women and Men.
And if you haven't yet, go watch Cooking in the Trap on Comedy Central.
It's really great.
It's awesome.
It's really
Thanks,
great.
Guys.
Thank you guys so much. This is so fun.
Thank you. And thank you to our audience for being here tonight.
You guys are amazing.
And for participating.
It's a ghost just bunch.
Thank you to Haas, our degenerate producer.
Oh, yes.
Haas was like a zero tonight, but.
Hey.
Out of zero.
Two?
I'll give you a one. I'll give
sweet.
You a one. We'll meet in the middle.
I've never seen you before, but.
Two thumbs up.
Two thumbs. Two thumbs with the dicks drawn off.
Let's see that dick.
Yeah, take a look at that
dick.
And there's some jizz coming up into the middle finger.
That looks great.
That's
She's
good
a great artist.
She is.
Jizzfromyourtits.com.
Yes, and we want to thank jizzfromyourtits.com for sponsoring the program.
No.
Thank you, everyone, again. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.